Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box with Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie's sweet tea, made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
You're listening to Live 95.
Welcome to the Big D Radio Show here on Thursday night. We've got a great show ready for you. Several guests in studio, including Bobby Hill, Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church, Dwayne Corbett, lead singer of Stone Floor Theory, is going to hang out with Big D. We're going to listen to one of his new hits that just come out. Jeremy Hogan could be dropping in. Tim and Tiffany Collins from Coleman Today, one of the Coleman's most popular Facebook pages, and also with Abbott Vacation Rentals. We're going to hang out with them and talk to them about Coleman Today and their rentals that you can get down at the beach. So, how you doing, Bobby?
Excellent.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, why don't we just go ahead and start the program off with a prayer, and we'll talk a little bit.
Yes, our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to you that you have loved us. You have sent Jesus Christ to express that love and demonstrate that to us. And you've called us into yourself to be in your family and to be about your business in this world. And we're thankful for that and every opportunity that comes our way. And this radio show being one of those, Father, that you would use it for your glory and for the benefit of the community. And we always want to remember those forgotten warriors, those ones that we support that's fought for our freedom. And we want to say thanks and have gratitude in our hearts and support for those. So it's in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Thank you for that. So, Bobby, we're going to go off the little deep edge here and talk about some politics for a little bit.
Oh, boy.
You know, we all have our different opinions, and as you can tell over the last week with people appreciating what happened, people protesting what happened, you know, the world is just full of turmoil and disagreement.
Absolutely.
But, you know, the one thing that I like about the new president coming in is him standing with his faith in God. And he's publicly saying that, and to where I think that we haven't had that in several years.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's a blessing to me to see him proclaiming God and just doing a lot of things like that. So
it is refreshing.
Mm-hmm. So kind of give me your opinion about us standing up as America once again, like we used to do, and saying God is part of America.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's absolutely an opportunity that we haven't had for a while to feel the freedom to speak God, you know, in every situation. So I think we do have a unique opportunity. Let's not be naive to think that there is no division in the world or among us. There is, and there's going to always be that kind of division in the world, but here we have an opportunity for the church to shine, I believe. And as we do have this privilege, let the church rise up and stand and be that voice of truth about the gospel, about what the gospel is, what it's about what God has really done. And let's let it be a time of unity when we can come together as one and reach out and shine and let the world know, those who don't know God, those who are in the world without hope, let us be the voice and the example, the light to shine that to them so that they can see and understand that the division we have is not necessary. And so I think the president has offered us this opportunity in a way that he's being vocal. And we haven't felt that for a while. So let's not miss this opportunity that I believe that the world obviously needs God, needs to know God. And we, the church, are the ones who get to introduce him to them. And we should do that at every opportunity.
Exactly. And, you know, it seems now that the daily thing that we hear is somebody's getting offended, mm-hmm. whether it's in God We Trust, whether it's speaking about God in the schools, so they completely want to take him out of the schools, mm-hmm. out of everything that's out there. And the media is going to jump on it and push it to no end. Mm-hmm. So we've just become a weak nation to give in to everybody that's being offended by our God.
Yeah, that tolerant that agenda that's going on, to be tolerant of all people, all faiths, for anything, that anything goes, is totally unacceptable in a gospel context. There is one truth, and he's Jesus Christ. And so this division that's come among us, this offense, I mean, somebody's going to always be offended at the truth. I mean, the gospel is going to offend, just by the nature of who God is. Jesus taught that himself. And so we shouldn't be surprised that there's offense in the world. We shouldn't be surprised that people are anti-God, against God, because without him, we all are enemies to him. And so we shouldn't be surprised about that, but we as Christians should not be offended by their offense. And I think exactly. Therein is the problem. Let us be the ones to show them the right way, to take that higher road, and to show forth how we can come together. You can't actually take God out of anything. I mean, he is in there. And so I know that on some way our laws, we have said, you know, you can't do this in school, you can't do that. I don't know. There's a debate about that. Certainly, I think God ought to be mentioned, and we ought to have prayers and those things. But regardless of what those laws say, the people who practice the faith, that's what's going to really make the difference.
Right.
Let's not let this be an opportunity just for lip service to talk about God. Mm-hmm. But let us live out the lifestyle that the presence of the Holy Spirit within us allows. Let us do that. And so if we will follow that and be obedient to him in those ways, we'll find that these obstacles will just disappear in front of us, I believe.
Right.
And so I say that in our schools, let's practice our Christianity.
I agree. You know, because we all know that amongst the world, so many people is going to believe how they want to believe. They're going to believe
Absolutely.
The God that they believe in, mm-hmm. whether it's Jesus Christ or not.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know that. But we know also that throughout time, that God's word is always going to be spoken, and it's up to you whether you acknowledge that mm-hmm. and know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Absolutely.
So we know that. We accept it, because that's just the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
But don't be offensive. Let me trying to figure out how I want to say this. Don't be offended by me saying I love my father.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And you love whoever you love, mm-hmm. whoever you praise. It can't just be their way just because they're offended.
Yeah, and it's a matter of respect, mutual respect among fellow countrymen, that we all respect each other's faith, and that ought to be that way without offense. I mean, you know. But obviously, I think the offense comes because there's another agenda that they have, and they feel that threat of Christianity against their agenda, I believe, is what that's about many times. It is an opportunity we have, I think part of the problem, just from my perspective, my feeling about where we are as a country about God and involved in the school system or whatever, the systems that we're talking about, I believe that there's been times in the past when the church did not speak with the voice of authority that they had, with the example that was presented. I think somewhere along the line we have compromised in settling for something less than. And I'm not talking about being offensive or militant in any way. I'm talking about being real and being genuine and speaking up and showing forth expressions of the truth as we believe that, and receiving the repercussions or the consequences of that. But I think if the church would do that, I believe that we would definitely see a difference in our society.
I agree. And it's just refreshing to see and actually,
yes.
you know, hopefully believe that as the new president, that he's going to definitely go this route.
Yes.
And let's bring God back in our schools.
Absolutely.
And it's important.
Yes,
it is. It's important daily in our life that we have to have him, yes, irregardless of what's going on in this world.
Absolutely.
So thank you for being on the first part, yeah, of the show, and we appreciate it very much.
My pleasure.
We want to thank Jewelers Cut Coleman on 31 South by Burger King. Great jewelry. You need to go by, see these folks. Family owned. They can custom make jewelry for you. They buy gold from you. Right beside Burger King in the little mini mall on 31 South. Coming up, we have Dwayne Corbett with Stone Floor Theory. We're going to talk to him for a few minutes. We're going to play his brand new hit and let everyone listen to it. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis.
Are you military, a healthcare professional, a police officer, a firefighter, or maybe even a teacher? Are you considering buying, selling, or refinancing a home? Homes for Heroes is a nationally recognized program that gives back to those who serve others. It provides discounted realtor and lender fees, resulting in thousands of dollars in savings. Contact Willow Bend Mortgage, 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Again, that's 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Willow Bend Mortgage is a proud affiliate of the Homes for Heroes program, NMLS number 1220361, equal housing lender.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
We are back right here on the Big D Radio Show, and in studio, Dwayne Corbett, lead singer of Stone Floor Theory. Welcome to the Big D Radio Show. How are you, Dwayne?
All right, man. How you, Big D?
Man, I am doing great. Great to have you here in the studio. Like I have, I just hear about your band everywhere I go,
right.
No doubt. So I think some of the things that I hear is a lot of the songs that you actually sing is things that you wrote.
Yeah, me and Tim Bowman, the guitar player, we pretty much write everything. It's just basically stories.
Okay.
You know, from our lives, basically, you know.
So most of your show that you do, is it mainly songs that you wrote?
On this new, I've took a new direction and going to produce my own stuff. Now, I did do, you know, the bar thing.
Okay.
Cover tunes and just now starting to record our own stuff, you know. Played a lot of shows, hundreds of shows, but we want to produce our own music now and get it out there.
Excellent, excellent. So, well, let's talk about Dwayne Corbett the musician himself. So tell me, how long have you been a musician?
A musician. Let's see. my mother got me a harmonica, I think, when I was 13.
Okay.
And I've been playing one ever since and started singing, too. And I guess I was a musician.
Well, there you go. And at what time did you actually form Stone Floor Theory?
Say about 5 years ago, and it's went through several members over the years.
Like most bands do.
Right. but ended up going back to the original guy that I wrote all my music with, and we decided to record some music.
Well, why don't you tell our listeners the other bandmates' names?
On rhythm guitar and rider, I got Tim Bowman. On drums, I have Brandon Swan, real solid drummer. And on lead guitar, I got Eric Spiritfeather Gibson. He runs the
Guitars and More
in town here.
Awesome.
So I just give him a plug. He'll appreciate that.
He will appreciate that. He actually used to advertise with me on What's Happening to Coleman.
Right.
About a year ago. He's a really great guy.
Hey, great dude.
So why don't you tell me something?
And a new bass player.
Okay.
Bones Taylor.
Bones Taylor, the bass player.
Right.
So in the past, do you mainly do shows locally around Coleman, or do you go around Birmingham, Huntsville, Decatur?
Yeah, pretty much all Birmingham, Huntsville, Decatur. The last big show I done was Boogie Bottoms, September 11th, last year. And just endless clubs, Leeds, the Central Club in Leeds, Shorty's in Decatur. Oh, man, I there's too many to list, man.
Way too many to talk about.
Right.
So let's talk about the future of Stone Floor Theory. And tell the listeners where you actually want to go with this band. Are you content with what you're doing right now?
Yeah.
Or do you want to actually go further?
Yeah, that's what I'm working on. That's why I quit playing gigs. The last year I took off playing gigs to do the original music, and that's the direction I want to go with the music. You know, original, I want people to hear what we're feeling, you know.
Right.
And maybe somebody will be playing my songs in bars one day, you know.
So I think I seen on Facebook where you're actually doing a benefit pretty soon at Fairview High School?
No, that was...
Or was that already
passed? That's a few years ago. A young man had a car wreck, and his family was... You know, needing money, and we've done a benefit show at the school, you know.
So do you do that often? Do you do benefit shows often?
I've done a lot of cancer and child abuse and car wreck victims, just charity stuff, you know.
That's awesome. So do you have anything booked anytime recent that some people can come out and see?
We're going to have a CD release party in the spring. Can't give you an exact date, but if you stay posted, I'll let you know as soon as I know.
And your Facebook page, Stone Floor Theory?
Yes, sir.
So all of you on Facebook can go out there, check out that page, like the page. I think Dwayne actually goes on the page weekly, updates it, kind of tells all the fans what's actually going on and where they're playing at and what they're doing. Soon, and we've got some dings going on, but that's okay. The Way I Am is a brand new song, I guess, that you wrote.
Right. Well, it's been written for, it's been, we gibbled everything around on paper, you know, and we'll eventually throw it together, but we finally finished it just recently and put it in the studio, and we're ready to get back in there and do another one.
That is so awesome. So, and the name of your new album coming up?
So you're going to make me speak Latin there.
To me, it's kind of Latin. The way that I looked at it was... Sedasum Anorum.
Yes, it means 16 years, and that's when me and Tim started playing together, and we've been writing these songs for 16 years, and we want people to hear them.
That is incredible. So why don't we, first let me say thank you for being in the studio.
Thank you for having me, man.
I appreciate it so much, and I just love your fan base that you have out there.
Thank you, brother.
I mean, I hear a lot of people talking about your band.
They range from all ages.
Yeah, and they do, because there's so many good bands in Coleman right now.
Oh, yeah, man. It's eat up with music.
It's incredible, and I just want to try to get as many as I can in here to talk about them. I want to talk about Stone Floor Theory. I want people to know. I want to present everybody with what the talent we have here in Colby.
Oh, yeah, and we need to support each other, too. You know, there's plenty of room.
Exactly.
Just need to play together, man. It's great.
So we appreciate you being here, and hopefully soon we can have you back and maybe some of your other band members.
Yeah,
and
totally.
We'll talk about Stone Floor Theory again. Actually, what we're going to do right now is have the listeners listen to this new, not new song, but one they've already written for a while.
It's new to everybody
else. There you go, everybody else. It's called The Way I Am. And thank you, Dwayne, for being in the studio on the Big D Radio Show, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you for having me, Big D.
Appreciate it.
So low is the way I fly. Yeah.
again, we'd like to thank Dwayne Corbett of Stone Floor Theory, being in studio, and give props to Eric Flam Flop Howell, helping record and produce this song, The Way I Am. He's done a great job on this. Hey, we're going to go to break, come back. We're going to have Tim and Tiffany Collins here with the popular Facebook page, Coleman Today and Abbott Vacation Rentals. We'll be back in just a moment.
We are Coleman's all-new radio station, Live 95.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're in your business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Are you military, a healthcare professional, a police officer, a firefighter, or maybe even a teacher? Are you considering buying, selling, or refinancing a home? Homes for Heroes is a nationally recognized program that gives back to those who serve others. It provides discounted realtor and lender fees, resulting in thousands of dollars in savings. Contact Willow Bend Mortgage, 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Again, that's 734-6012, or go to homesforheroes.com. Willow Bend Mortgage is a proud affiliate of the Homes for Heroes program, NMLS number 1200.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated, but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio. Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show. In studio with us, Tim and Tiffany Collins from Coleman Today Facebook page. How you doing, guys?
Doing great. Overworked, underpaid, but we're good.
Well, that's me 7 days a week. Great to have you on studio.
Thanks for having us in here.
Look, thanks. One of the most popular Facebook pages in Coleman that has done tremendous. You know, there's Facebook pages that will last for a month, maybe. And you have been going probably over 2 years now.
Now? About 21, 22 months. Okay. So we're not quite 2 years.
So let's talk about Coleman Today Facebook page and tell me where the inspiration come for you to create that page and what you wanted to do with it.
Well, there's very little inspiration to it. You know, we moved here in 2014. Tiffany's parents were getting a little bit older, having problems with grandparents' health, and she said, we're going to come from Asheville to here.
Okay.
And I was fortunate enough to have sold the business, had some flexibility. I said, okay, we'll come.
Let's do it.
And we did it. And the funny thing is, I knew no one other than her and her family.
Wow.
Literally
and
not a soul.
A few friends. Soul.
A few. Vaguely. And so, you know, the first year I was like, what do I do with myself? I can't just tootle around. And so the inspiration was real simple. I looked around and I felt like the people of Coleman County were underserved. They weren't getting information that they deserved or wanted or needed. And so I just woke up one morning and I said, Tiffany, we're gonna do this.
And my reaction was, what?
It was a little bit more volatile than that. But yeah, that was pretty much the idea.
So did you have it in your head that it was going to be current news events right from the very beginning?
No, my theory from the beginning was I wanted to connect with the people in Coleman County who I felt like underserved. I mean, there's folks all over that didn't have a voice. The information that was important to them really wasn't being covered at the time,
right.
And I said, well, I'm going to do that. And again, that's kind of arrogant and silly for a man who just moved to Coleman, but I thought I could do it, so I did it.
And with the news, or we want to talk about news media in Coleman, there's really not a lot. And it's not like I want to down anyone in Coleman or the media that we have, but when we talk about print is just going away. Social media is where it's at.
Well, I think there's value in having print media. I mean, Coleman Times have been here for, what, 100 years?
Long time.
Valuable service. And what city this size has a newspaper that's basically a daily newspaper? Very few around
very
the country.
Few.
It's very impressive that still exists.
It is. It is.
They provide a valuable service. So, and I can't knock it, but you're right. The world and the news is held in your hand. And if you don't do that,
exactly,
then you're going probably not the right direction.
But with what you're doing, I see you, I look at your page every day, honestly, and to see you go out in the morning, in the evening, at night, covering everything that you can is just unbelievable, knowing that you're never at home.
Very rarely am I home. I work 24 hours a day. I sleep in 2-hour shifts. A good day, I get 4 hours sleep.
It's true.
2 hours nap in the afternoon. I usually miss something, and then in the middle of the night, I'll sleep 2 hours.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So, and what I like about it is, as far as the Coleman City government, you're out there and you are just covering everything. I mean, I just see so many interviews that you're having with, if not the mayor, the council, or somebody, and I think that people need to see that. And they have not seen that until your page come around.
Well, it's very important. You know, the way I see it, 1% of the people in this county, in the city, make all the decisions, and they've earned that right because they go out and work it every day. But if you're not involved, most of us have busy lives. We're doing soccer or school or jobs, and you can't attend these meetings. And to me, that's all very fascinating, and I think our elected officials are doing a fantastic job.
Exactly.
But I think everybody ought at least hear from them and get a chance to hear from them regularly if possible.
I agree. And the whole thing with video now, it's instantaneous. You can throw it on your Facebook. You can watch live Facebook as we're live on Facebook right now. But to me, that's so incredible with the technology that we're having and what you're doing and how you can do it so quick and put it out there.
It's not as quick as you think sometimes.
let me think that.
but sometimes there's live events where I have to stick a camera in somebody's face and we just go live. But I like to do it where there's a little production value and it looks nice and stuff.
Exactly.
But you can't always do that.
Right.
You know, if you're in the middle of a standoff with the sheriff and everybody in the world's watching, you don't have time for production values. You just have to make it happen on the fly.
Right. So, Coleman today. I think the last time I seen it, maybe 21,000, 22,000 hits, something like that.
That's just incredible. I don't worry about the numbers. All that means to me is people are responding to what we're doing.
Exactly.
And, you know, I don't have an agenda. I just try to intuitively and empathically listen and feel to what people want. It's like fire departments in this county.
Right.
Most incredible human beings I've ever met. These guys do not get paid. Literally, they make no money.
Exactly.
They wake up in the middle of the night to go to your heart attack, take your blood pressure. If you're in a car crash, they're going to be there in a few minutes. Your house on fire, they come out and do it anytime, 24/7, 365. Never gripe, never complain, and they do it for free.
Right.
Those are the heroes in this
exactly.
county.
Exactly.
And, you know, what's funny is that the city firefighters get paid by the city to do it. Many of those guys volunteer in fire departments around the county. It's shocking. And I see that just not in the fire departments, but all over this county. There are people who are doing charity work. It's the most giving place I've ever lived. I mean, people are just so committed to helping each other. And I think that's part of the fabric of Coleman mm-hmm. County. It's really, very impressive.
It is. So when I started the Big D Radio Show, my first thing is I've got to interview Tim Collins because he interviews everybody. So it's time that he gets interviewed. So
well,
it's
I
so
appreciate
good to
that.
Have you here.
You know, it's not about me. It's about the people in Coleman County, what they want to hear.
I agree, but
I'm nothing. I'm a hippie with a ponytail who get up in your face once in a while, and that's it.
But you are truly a staple in this community. Now, you may not want to give yourself credit, but you do so much for this community. It's unbelievable.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't think of it like that, but I can see how you see it that way. Thank you.
It's just incredible. So tell me the future of Coleman today. Are you good with what you're doing now?
Oh, I'm good with it, except for the lack of sleep. But I've been blessed because Tiffany has been incredibly, incredibly generous and forgiving on this. Because we miss certain things. I mean, go back two Christmases ago. Christmas is her favorite day of the year.
Right.
I mean, her top three favorite holidays are Christmas, like, Christmas, and Christmas.
Yeah, I listen to Christmas music in July. It's
And so, you know, we're trying to have, we all have this Christmas planned out. And I get a phone call from Kenneth Nail in Hansville. It's like 6 in the morning. He goes, Tim, we're flooding down here. So I run out to Kenneth Nail. And sure enough, we're putting sandbags out here with him. And I think, okay, I'll cover this. It's going to rain a little bit. It won't be a big deal. By 3 o'clock that afternoon, in the middle of Christmas dinner with the family, I said, I'm so sorry, I've got to go.
Right.
And so I was up for hours covering this story. And
which we did have Christmas Eve the night before. So
we did.
Didn't completely miss it.
You know, and she was upset, but she worked with me. She helped put pictures, videos up. I'll never hear the end of it, but she did
exactly.
her job. But so she puts up with a lot with me that she never gets credit for, and so I couldn't do it without her support financially. I couldn't do it without her emotional support, because she can easily go, no, you're
right.
not going today. You're staying home. And she does that once in a while, but she, I give her the credit, because no other woman in town would let me go out and do what I do. They go,
right.
why are you, what are you doing?
So, you're never home.
Well, I'm home, but not
like. Or you're right in the middle of that fire.
Yeah, so, but no, that's the thing. She's fantastic. She is the reason I do Coleman today, and she's the reason I'm in Coleman. Right. If it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing this.
Well, it's an incredible job that you do. Now, also, I see some sponsorships on your page. Just for me to throw out to some of the people listening, some of the Coleman small business. Go ahead. Why don't you just...
Well, I proceeded with the intention that I would not try to charge anybody anything for the first 18 months, 2 years. Because I'm nobody. I had to go out and prove that I was consistent, reliable, could do the job, and I think I'm in the process of doing that. And I've never ran a sales call. I've had a few people who I think recognize the value of what's possible and have asked me to advertise with them. Hospitals are a good example. City Parks, a few other people. But, you know, we have such a... not to get into the numbers, but we have a lot of numbers that an advertiser would do well with. And you know that. Your Facebook page is equally huge. And you go out and you take care of small business. And, but I'm not the one right now to go out and make sales calls. But if you'd like to advertise or have me do something to promote your event or your business, hey, I'm available. I'm just not going to walk in your office and solicit you.
So tell me, how can anyone contact you just for that?
Oh, you just go to Facebook, send us a message. You can
send a private message on your page?
Yeah, or you can go ColemanToday@gmail.com. That's the best way. Put it in writing, then I won't lose it. Because my phone fills up fast, and sometimes you'll be number 20 down the list, and I miss it. So.
And I think you can relate with me running What's Happening in Coleman Facebook page. My phone blows up 24 hours a day. It never stops.
Never stops. Yeah.
And for me to start it out as a joke and it blow up on me, it's amazing how much of time it just takes up. It's just crazy. And everybody aggravates me about being on my phone. But that's how social media works.
That's right.
And it's just unbelievable. I would have never seen 10 years ago what would happen today with social media.
No, and it's fantastic. What I can do literally out of my jeans pockets would take a whole room even 10 years ago. And some of it I couldn't accomplish at all. And, you know, I have more technical skills than I let on. And, you know, if I needed to ramp up production in certain ways, I could. But it's doable now where you know, you guys know this in the radio business. There are things you can do today that you just couldn't have done even 5 years ago. It's awesome.
Technology's crazy right now.
Yeah.
And it's growing every day. That's what's crazy about it. When you think that, okay, we're here, no, you're not there. Because tomorrow is something brand new.
That's right.
It's insane.
I think there was a song, it's a tune to music. It was The Cure. It was jumping somebody else's train. And one of the key lines on it was, you have to adapt or you'll be out of style. And that's more true than ever. True. You just got to adapt.
And speaking of what's happening in Coleman, there's a permanent page on Coleman Today.
That is true. We also have Live 95 permanently.
Yes, we do.
We support people we like, and so you both
absolutely.
You guys run it. So
thank you so much.
Yeah. So can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Now, I listen to your radio show daily because I'm in the car a lot. And my favorite thing is you guys, particularly you, do commercials for restaurants, different organizations and businesses. If Coleman Today was a restaurant, what would we serve and how would our radio spot sound? Can you do that off the top of your head, or is I'm asking you too much?
Wow, that's asking way too much. But this is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing to you Coleman Today Restaurant. Folks, we're talking great food, homemade by Tiffany Collins herself. She is a star in the kitchen, whether you want some fried okra or some pork chops that would just melt in your mouth. Come on down to Coleman Today Restaurant, right in Hansville. It's down back behind Dairy Queen, and you will never go anywhere else.
That's awesome, man. You forgot to mention the mugwort mochi and Rainier cherries, but yeah, that's exactly what we
were. I didn't have that written down.
Oh, it's okay.
That's more your thing anyway.
So, look, we may do a restaurant here pretty soon, so you never know.
Hey, well, you know, I ran a restaurant for many years when I came out of college, and you know the four rules of running a successful restaurant, right?
Tell me what they are.
You know it. You got to have low prices, or at least affordable prices. Your food has to be fantastic. You have to have great service. And you have to have huge portions. That's why Mike exactly. Hayes does so well at the barbecue shack out there. He does all those things. So,
and that will give an old spot to my sister. Her name's Darlene, and she had Darlene's Diner on Main Avenue.
I love that place.
And we just had Southern cooking every day. Her restaurant was busy every single day. And it was just incredible food.
I think my dad ate there 4 days a week.
Yeah, I mean,
seriously.
You just go in there and get some of that fried okra, and you could feel your arteries clogging. But who cares? It's good food.
Now, Dee, let me ask you a question. How can you choke down fried okra? I just can't do it.
Oh, I love it. Look, I can just eat it 7 days a week.
That's an acquired taste. I can't get there.
So what's your taste? Burgers or steak?
My favorite food in the entire world is a thing called mugwort mochi. That's why I brought it up. And if you need me to explain that, I can.
Go ahead.
I really like the Rainier cherries. They only come in season 2 or 3 months out of the year. You get them from Washington State.
Yellowy red ones?
They're yellowy red. They have to be organic. They're fantastic. And the other thing that I like, which is really strange, is I like the bone marrow out of beef. Okay. If I had like a big soup bone with a straw, I'm good. I can live on those.
And how in the world can you eat bone marrow? Like, you just, is it tender? Is it chewy? Or what is it?
It's just fat, Big D. It's just a big bunch of blubber. But something about it, I'm good for days after that.
So. Ooh. Look, Tim Collins has all kind of knowledge right here on the Big D Radio Show. We're going to take a break. We want to say thank you to Jewelers Cut Coleman. Affordable prices, great. Rings, watches, necklaces. You've got to go down there. It's family owned and operated next door to Burger King on 31 South. When we come back, we're going to talk to Tiffany Collins because we didn't let her talk much. We're going to talk about Abbott Vacation Rentals, whether you want to go to Perdido Key, Panama City, Gulf Shores, or Gatlinburg. Guess what? We're going to hook you up. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show.
That's right.
To come back, I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Watley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Watley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Today's Mortgage Minute is brought to you by Willow Bend Mortgage in Coleman. Let's check in with Brandon Snyder from Willow Bend now. So, Brandon, how's the real estate market?
Tommy, it is that time of the year. It's a great time to be looking for a new home. With interest rates still incredibly low, it's still one of the best times in history to buy a home.
So are rates still that low?
They are, Tommy. 30-year fixed rates are still in the high threes or low fours in most cases.
What about a down payment?
Tommy, we work with home buyers every single day that have little to no money saved for a down payment. We are experts with a USDA or rural development loans. They're 100% financing, and we can get people into homes with absolutely no money down. So if you're renting out there, give us a call, because many times we can help you buy a home for less than you're paying in rent.
So how does everyone get in touch with you?
They can reach us locally at 256-734-6012, or they can apply anytime by going to applywithbrandon.com.
That's easy. 734-6012. That's 734-6012. Willow Bend Mortgage. Mortgages made simple.
NMLS number 1220361. Equal housing lender.
You're listening to Live 95.
We are back right here on the Big D Radio Show with Tim and Tiffany Collins. Actually, we're going to slide over to Tiffany since she is the better half of the duo, according to her.
She's accurate.
She is the bomb.
Thank you.
How are you doing, Tiffany?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for being on the Big D Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, look, we're going to talk about Abbott Vacation Rentals. So, first, why don't we go back a little bit and talk about your dad just for a moment. Okay, I know, I don't want to put you on the spot. But Roger Abbott actually has TNT Motors, which is located next door to Lowe's. And so I guess from this spin, your family got into the vacation rentals. Mm-hmm. So about how long ago did you actually start purchasing condos?
So my dad bought our first condo when I was 16. And, he bought our first condo then, and it was on Back Beach Road in Panama City, and some of his friends eventually said, you know, why don't you let us go down to the condo? So he let some people stay, and
right.
He started getting interest from other people, and he decided, maybe I should rent these out, and he enjoyed doing that and the relationships that he made, you know, with people that were renting. And that condo did well, and eventually he decided to purchase more, and now we have 7 condos in different locations, and he kind of started it with the idea of, you know, allowing other families affordable vacations and to go make their own memories. Like, we have had so many good memories at the beach and the mountains.
Who doesn't have a good memory at the beach? Come on.
Right? I know. I'm ready to go now.
So am I. Let's quit talking about it.
Yeah.
So, if I'm correct, Perdido Key, Gulf Shores, Panama City Beach, and Gatlinburg.
Pigeon Forge.
Mm-hmm. Pigeon Forge. I'm sorry. Same thing.
Yeah, same.
Kind
of. Yeah.
So, how can people reach you?
So, we have a Facebook page. It's Abbott Vacation Rentals, or we have abbottvacations.com, and people can send in inquiries, or they can call us at 739-2915, and I'm there Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, or they can reach me on Facebook pretty much 24 hours a day. I get messages at 6 a.m., at 3 a.m., and pretty much always get back to him within the next hour or so, and I enjoy it, you know.
She does enjoy it, and I can verify that she works 24 hours a day like I do. These people will contact her 1 a.m., 4 a.m.
That's insane.
Anytime.
Maybe they're up and they're thinking about their next vacation. I don't know.
You'd be surprised how many condominiums she's booked at like 1 a.m.
Really?
On like a Tuesday night. How's that possible? But she does. It's amazing.
It is. Maybe the middle of the night. I don't know.
Well, what I think it is, if you don't mind me saying, is she gives personal service. You know, you call most people, you can't call them. You go through the internet, you go through their little checkout window, and you pay your money, and you don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. She treats it like a hardware store back in the 1950s. She'll tell you all about the bolts, the nuts, and the screws. She makes sure it's clean. I mean, it's old school, but I think people respond to it. It's truly a personal condominium rental business. You're not dealing with the...
And that's exactly what I want. I want good service all the time from somebody that I can actually speak to that's going to listen to me and tell me what I need to know.
Oh, yeah, and just to listen to, you know, what people's needs are and where they want to be. Maybe they have this condo in mind, but this condo would actually fit their family better, or it's, you know, more kid-friendly, or it's a more private part of the beach. You know, try to listen to people and just, you know, help them find the perfect vacation home.
So why don't we go ahead and cover Pigeon Forge?
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about it. One bedroom, two bedroom.
It is a two bedroom condo. There's 2 king size beds, and they are huge. And it's kind of a more rustic decor, although the countertops are granite, and it's really nice. We have a fold out sofa sleeper, so you can fit more in there. Also, a walk in shower, jacuzzi tub, and a huge wraparound balcony. So you can see, you know, for miles, you have the mountain views, you have the road view.
Well, and you get to see the big cross that they built in Pigeon Forge. If you like the faith-based view, you got that on one side.
Yeah, you're literally at the foot of the cross.
It's really stunning.
Well, that's awesome, because I haven't been but a few times, but anybody knows where the cross is, they know where your condo is going to be at.
Yes, definitely.
All right, so let's go to Gulf Shores, and your condo is to the right-hand side of the hangout.
It is,
Big D actually stayed there, had a great time.
Yes.
So tell us about that condo.
So this condo is two bedroom, two bath. In one of the bedrooms, we have two full-size beds. We have a fold-out sofa sleeper there now, and you're just minutes from concerts, anything you could want to go to at the hangout, restaurants. It's a nice place, and we've added some updates recently. So
that is awesome. Because
brand new living room furniture, brand new TVs.
I just can't imagine staying there and driving my car.
Yeah.
Keep your car parked, because you're right in the middle of everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you're literally a few steps from the hangout.
Definitely. And some of the Gulf Shores Public Beach, they have so many festivals throughout the year, and they charge for parking, and it's insane down there. I mean, there's a lot of traffic. But when you stay there, you can park there and you can walk everywhere, you know,
exactly,
and not have to pay for anything. There's a huge seafood festival coming up in October. And I had a lady call me today, and she's like, well, that's perfect. We're not going to have to pay like $30 to park. So works out.
So let's go over to Perdido Key.
Perdido Key, it's about 15 minutes, I would say, away from the Gulf Shores condo. It's kind of between Pensacola and Gulf Shores.
Okay.
It's a little more private, a little more secluded. It's near Ono Island, which is like all the fancy high-dollar houses, so you can like rubberneck and drive by and go, wow, I wish I lived there. And it's nice. There's two king-size beds. You've got a beautiful beach view just right there on the beach. It's up on the 7th floor, so not really too high, not too low. And it's really nice. It's, like I said, it's more private, more family friendly, and the pool's actually heated part of
the
year. So
that's
what
I'm about right there.
Yeah, it's really nice.
All right, so now we're going to slide over to Panama City.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have three or four in Panama City?
We have four.
And are they all in the same building? No, they're different places.
They're in different buildings,
okay.
But two of them are kind of close together. So if you have a larger group going, you could stay, you know, in those two. We have a one-bedroom condo, a two-bedroom condo, two-bedroom and one bunk room condo, and a four-bedroom penthouse.
See?
The four-bedroom penthouse is pretty sweet.
That's where I want to be.
I've only been there a couple of times, but, you know, it's up on the top floor.
22nd, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you overlook everything. You have this expansive view of the beach.
Incredible.
And if it wasn't a crime, you know, I'd be the one throwing, like, popcorn down.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
He would.
Hit him right on top of the head. Absolutely. And just kind of back up a little bit. I didn't do that. That was Tiffany.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think she threw a water balloon over.
Yeah.
And I believe you told me that every condo that you have on the beach is actually on the beach side.
It is. Definitely, it's right on the beach.
They're all beach facing.
And Ocean Reef, the four-bedroom penthouse, you can see the beach for miles. I mean, from the master bedroom, you wake up and the beach is your view for as far as you can see.
Now, I'm going to ask a question, and I find it odd. You've got this beach, beautiful beach, blue water. You've got sea life. But these things all have pools, right? I mean, you don't even have...
Right.
Who would go to the beach
pools
and go to the pool?
Hot tubs.
I mean, I get it with kids, but what's the attraction with pools?
Some people don't like to get sandy.
Well, look, the last few times that I've been to the beach, no lie, I have seen sharks within 10 feet of the beach. I kid you not. I'm not getting in the water.
No.
It's not going to be Big D bait today. No way.
Well, you know,
I'll get the pool.
The best thing about the beach for me is the seaweed. Because you can harvest a year's supply of it, and you can eat like a king.
And eat it with your bone marrow.
Seaweed is delicious, actually. It's really good.
I have never eaten
seaweed.
Oh,
my gosh, you have to.
Does it taste like collard greens or something?
No.
It's squishy.
It's mineral rich, I promise.
It's salty. Yeah.
Okay. So on any of the condos, is there a minimum... two nights, minimum three nights?
We do. We have a three-night minimum stay, and basically... the great thing about our condos is if you find a place you want to go, and let's say you want to go in July, all you have to do is put 25% down of your total to
at
book our
time.
Condos. Yeah, and then the rest isn't due until 10 days before you go. So it gives you months, weeks to pay for your vacation. So it's not, you know, one fee due up front, or, you know, let's say you have a couple going with you or friends, they can chip in too.
Excellent. Well, thank you for being here and telling us about the condos. We love to promote local businesses and local people. So if you're out there and you want to get a condo, give them a call and let's help all the folks here in Coleman. Now, when we come back, we're going to have Brother Bobby Hill come back in just for a moment. We're going to say end in prayer and talk about New Life Church for a minute. But thank you very much, Tim and Tiffany. That was a blast having y'all here.
Yeah, this is great.
Thanks to K95 for having us in here. We appreciate it very much. You guys are fantastic.
And y'all, please come back again.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Except maybe next time I bring some food with you.
I'm going to do a cooking class next time.
Ooh, I would like that.
Sweet and bone marrow.
I'll bring you a straw, Big D.
I'll try. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio. We'll be back in just a moment.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, is proud to present our first syndicated radio show. Hosted by our very own Coleman native, who is a member of the Coleman High School Class of 86, Paul Whatley. Tune in on Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, a two-hour show featuring the best music from across the pond from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
This is Paul Whatley, your host for British Music Rocks. Please join me each Sunday at 7 p.m. for British Music Rocks, where we will take an in-depth look at British rock from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And stay tuned after British Music Rocks for our very own Sunday Night Live. All live cuts from 9 o'clock until midnight, right here on Live 95, the station all about Coleman. We're Coleman's Independent Radio.
Hey, Brandon Snyder here with Willow Bend Mortgage, and I want to take just a moment to talk to you about purchasing a brand new home. The first step should be to call Willow Bend Mortgage at 256-734-6012. The last thing you want to have happen is to find your dream home, only to find out that you don't qualify. Call us today, 256-734-6012, and let us set you on a path to making sure that you can be in the home of your dreams. If you're not available to give us a call right now and you're sitting at your desk, visit our online website at mortgagesincoleman.com, and someone on my team will contact you as soon as possible. Willow Bend Mortgage, mortgages made simple.
MLS number 1220361, equal housing lender.
We're back with the Big D Radio Show with Pastor Bobby Hill of New Life Church, actually where we both attend.
Yes.
So we just want to talk about New Life Church just for a second. Let them know that we're located at 11th Street Southeast in the Curve.
The address is actually 1200 Welty Road.
Exactly.
We're like the second address on Welty Road. People think we're in Welty, but no, we're in the city limits of Coleman at the end of 11th Street Southeast.
Exactly. So, you know, and what I like, Bobby, is recently we've had some new folks come to New Life Church, and it's just great to see new people. And you know, you and I both just want to reach out to the listeners and let them know that if they don't have a church, our doors are open.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, every church has its aspirations of being effective, influential. You know, we all have that. And at different times, we kind of major on different things. But one of the things we want at the top of the list at New Life is to have an authentic experience with Jesus Christ, with God. And, you know, you can go to church for a lot of different reasons, and experience a lot of different things. And sometimes that's on the person's perspective or expectation, but as much as it's on us, we want people to truly experience the presence of God. We believe that the indwelling presence of God is the good news for us of what Jesus has accomplished. in his finished work, that we are now the habitation of God. It's within mankind. And so we want that to happen to people that come to New Life Church. And so the people that come and visit, we want that to be authentic and real, and for them to have an encounter with him on some level. And so we would definitely love to have anybody who doesn't have a church, who's not part of a church family somewhere. We're looking for you this Sunday. 1200 Welty Road, New Life Church.
Exactly. And we do have a children's church.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of small children, and we just want the church to grow. You know, and we do different things at New Life. There's different classes.
We do have
a webpage.
And that is just about to be launched. It's almost ready. We do have a Facebook page.
Facebook page.
Yes.
And some of the classes I think that you actually put on there that we're going to do and invite people if they want to do it. And, you know, the good thing about New Life Church, we're not a large church by no means, but we can be.
Yes.
And we are very social with new folks that come in.
Absolutely.
You know, we want to greet you, say hello, and just make you feel at home, because that's to me, that's one of the most important things, is that you want to feel at home whenever you go into a new church.
Feel at home. One of the big questions I get from a lot of folks is, you know, how should I dress? You know, and I always say casual, and so we have that among us. We want to be casual in those things that we feel are unimportant.
Right.
And so we don't feel like the way you dress is important to come to church. We want you to be decent, of course.
Right.
But don't let the way you dress be an obstacle. And that's one of our slogans at New Life is, you know, removing obstacles and providing opportunities. And so if there are those religious type barriers that keep people from going to church,
right,
we're trying to remove all of those. There shouldn't be any excuse for not coming to New Life Church. Right.
Because you just feel at home.
Yes.
You know, we have such an incredible band.
Mm-hmm.
It's just
yes.
the way that we can worship through our band, because as soon as they start playing, look, I'm just fired up. and I'm ready to throw my hands in the air, and I'm ready to praise him. But they are such an incredible talent.
They are. They really are. They've been together for a while, and they just have this synergy among them, and they worship in themselves. They're worshiping, and so that's obvious and visible, and it just it's contagious, you know.
It
worshiping
is.
God. He's so good. He is such a good father, and we want to take every opportunity to express to him how much we love him.
Exactly. So if you're a listener out there and you're looking for a church to attend, New Life is it. We will welcome you with open arms. And just want you to feel his presence with you. We start at 10:30, and we usually do about 30 minutes of music. And then Pastor Bobby has a sermon from 11 to 12. It's an hour and a half. It's an hour and a half for you to get revitalized, re-energized, to face your week, and walk out of that building smiling.
You're connected with God. We have the one service consistently, routinely on Sunday mornings at 10:30. We do various classes and small groups throughout the year by schedule.
So check us out. Come out. Let us know that you heard about us here on the radio, and we will just welcome you with open arms.
Yes.
So we'll go ahead and close the show this Thursday, if you don't mind just saying a prayer real quick.
Yes. Oh, Father God, we are grateful to you. And once we know you, it solves so many issues of our lives, our souls and our minds, our communities. And we're praying that you would be known, further known, in our community. And Father, all those folks who are in our area who don't know you or don't have a church family, we just ask that you would guide them, direct them to a church where they can fit in, where they can be at home, where they can do their part and participate in all that you're doing, that your glory would rise among us and that the light would shine brightly to the world that's lost and without hope. In Jesus Christ.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
I just love listening to you pray. So look, we'd like to thank Jewelers Cut Coleman. Affordable prices. They have financing options for you. Custom-made jewelry. Some of the most gorgeous diamond rings that you'll ever see. Necklaces. some vintage Mickey Mouse watches. It's family owned and operated on 31 South next to Burger King in the Mini Mall on the very end. We want to thank everybody, all the guests for being here tonight. Thank all the listeners for tuning in. You'll catch us next Thursday again at 6:30 p.m. We'll have Brother Bobby back, and we'll have a few more guests. And you can actually go to the Big D Radio Show Facebook page and like it, and we update the information all the time. Thanks again for listening in to the Big D Radio Show. God bless you, and God bless America. We'll see you next Thursday.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.
Wild men sing, only fools rushing.